Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We are in our 7 o'clock hour here on the morning shift, and it is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. So the Falcons get set to take on the Panthers this weekend. We were discussing the identity of this team. That was the question that you had presented to us.
Yeah, and I think it's something worth kind of talking about. And this is one of the, by the way, this is one of the beautiful things you get to talk about when you have a quarterback that throws for 500, Tiff. You get to kind of pivot to other storylines like this, not what went wrong. You get to say, man, what's the identity of this team? What's the identity of this offense? It's a Bijan-centric offense that Kirk Cousins seems to be the star of right now. So I think it's a question worth kind of talking about.
I don't think it's Bijan-centric. I think he's just the running back, and that he's a versatile running back in your system that, you know, everybody wants to be able to run the ball and then pass off of it. I mean, there are few and far between where they want to throw first and then use the pass to set up the run, but most NFL offenses, I think everybody wants to say they want to be able to run the ball because that leads to wins. The whole balance thing. I heard someone, I don't know who, I listen to different podcasts, radio shows throughout the day. It's just part of what I do in the business and part of just wanting to know more knowledge. The whole balance thing is the most overrated thing talked to me in the entire world. I didn't like the balance. They threw 58 times. I didn't like the balance. So, you know, did they win the game? Yeah. Why did they win the game? Well, because the quarterback threw for 500 yards. So why does it matter if they were balanced? It doesn't. You do whatever the defense is giving you, and you exploit that. Thursday night, Tampa Bay did a good job of limiting the run game, and they did not do a good job of stopping Darnell Mooney over 100 yards, Drake London over 100 yards, Kyle Pitts 88 yards, Kirk Cousins throwing the ball 509. So what do you care about the stat sheet and the balance in the end of the day? You won the game, and they couldn't stop one thing that you were doing to an extreme.
I had more of a deeper thought when you were talking about your issue with balance and it being, I guess, overhyped. But then you kind of broke it down. Actually, I agree with you.
No, I don't.
Well, look, I think every offense.
To a degree, like, I think the balance stuff comes into play because what you're run, like, whatever you're doing offensively can keep a defense off balance. So I think that's why people get so caught up. And if you've got a good passing game, well, then that can open up your run game. If you've,
I think you're right. I think at the end of the day, the offensive coordinator would like to say, We ran it 51% of the time and threw it 49%, or vice versa.
But I agree that at the end of the day, you do whatever it takes to win the game, and if something's working for you and they have not adjusted to it, then you keep doing it.
I think there are people in our situation, Mike. My point is, in our situation, and to Tiffany's point, I think Tiffany's with me on this, that's one of the parents like, yeah, you know, I tell you, they want to sound smart, but I didn't like the balance. Who gives a damn at the end of the day of the balance? As long as you win the game, if you can find one thing that you can exploit of them, you do more of that to try to win the game.
I agree with you from that aspect, but let me kind of circle this back, because I think there's a little bit of recency bias in what you're saying. What is one of the things? What is one of the situations that has been a problem that we didn't get into this past weekend? You throw for 509 yards. You did not get into a short yardage situation the entire game. Like, you did not have to convert on third and one on the goal line and have to find a way to get that in. So I think that, to your point, when you're talking about the game as a whole, right, and what all needs to happen, I think you at least have to have the threat. I can't remember the team. I think it was the Seahawks this past weekend had 7 called runs, right, and throw the ball a ton of times. There are games you can be successful. I'm not sure that throughout the season, without the threat of a run game, that you can actually make a playoff run and a Super Bowl run. And I think the reason is, we talk about all the times, defenses nowadays in the NFL, they don't play defense very good between the 20s. They're playing too high. They're playing this, you know, cover 4 shell, whatever else it is, cover 3 we play here in Atlanta. But as things shrink down and get inside the 20 and you cannot run clearing routes and get people, you know, get corners to back off and everything else, because now you're in the red zone, everything's smaller, I think you at least have to have the threat of being able to pick up 4 and 5 yards in the run game and have guys, at least have that threat defensively. If you don't,
that's what I was
then you
saying.
Back yourself into a corner.
I don't disagree with either one of y'all there. I just think when you look at a stat sheet, you know, I thought it was interesting when Zach Robinson took this job. And look, Zach Robinson has not been without fault at times this year. That's why I got a stat about the third down percentage and why it's having to grow, because he's having to find his way and he's not done everything necessarily probably the right way, or he's made some bad decisions he wants back, which I think he would admit. But he was asked, well, what's your commitment to the run and how much are you going to run each game? And he says, I don't know. Every game's different.
I think that's a good response.
And we're going to find something that we can take advantage of in a defense and do that. I think there are some days where you want to run the ball for multiple reasons. A, you can exploit it on their defense, or B, maybe a situation where you want to try to play a little more ball control and keep the ball out of that other guy's hands. We haven't done a good enough job of that offensively yet this year. That's why last week was the first week in 5 games we've won the time of possession. You know, that's why you look at this stat right here. Before the Saints game, do you guys want to take a guess at what our percentage was of converting on third downs?
You know I do the pregame. I already know this.
Yeah, so, it was 22%, which was 29th in the league. Before last week, we were converting 26% of the time, which was 29th in the league. You've now upped that to almost 31%. So you're doing a climb there, which tells me they're starting to get a feel of what they are good at and what they're not and how to take advantage of that.
And they've been pretty good and successful on fourth down conversions. Coach Raheem Morris, he joined the coach's show with Dave Archer to talk about the success they've had there this season, including against Tampa.
You know, I think it's all timely, and I think it's the matter of fact of having a chance to go out there and attack people and keep them on their toes. Being smart at the same time, these guys are very calculated in how we want to do our things, how we want to go about our business. But, you know, we had a couple this week, you know, the one that we really got to turn into a touchdown, and we had one that was backed up that was also one that we kind of figured put the pressure on those guys. You know, let's make a quick, decisive decision, turn around by those guys as well, right? Either going for 3, stopping those guys, making them punt, getting it back faster, shorter field, not being able to waste as much time so we can have a decisive outcome. And we got it happen our way, you know, got the ball back. Our guys were able to go out there and execute, and here we are, and executed at its finest too. You talk about that 2-minute drive.
And I just pulled this up from NFL.com. The Falcons this season, their fourth down conversion rate, they are 5 of 9 so far this season. Third down conversions, 16 of 52.
Yeah, that's just, and That's a good point. And that's one of those stats that obviously gets amplified either way when you have wins and losses. When you're talking about a 3-2 first place team and a team coming off a big, obviously, primetime win, then, you know, you talk about any conversions you made. The other thing I'll say, too, going back to our conversation about the identity of this offense, I 100% agree that we're going to do, and I love Zach Robinson's term, and you just brought it up, I don't have a balance. Like, I want to do whatever we need to win the game and explore those things. I think the problem is that when the game plan, when the defense calls for him to run the ball, and when they're walking, you know, eight guys out in coverage and everything else, I want to know that we can do it. And I don't think that's asking too much in the long run of the season. Now, from game to game, and it's like we were talking about Kyle Pitts a couple weeks ago, I don't care if Kyle Pitts gets zero catches. I want to go out and see the game, and that's why I think Raheem says, hey, stats are for losers. And I agree with him to a point that stats, you know, because you're focusing on the wrong things if you're worried about a certain player's stats after you come off a victory.
They're also trends in a lot of ways. And he's right. He's right. You're right. But they also become worrisome when you have guys that you're depending on that aren't doing things. And that means if they're not producing – it means they're probably not to their full extent helping you win games. But the identity, you know, the conversation we got in earlier, Mike, is that you brought up expectations for Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
And I said, I think the problem is our expectations for the run game. Because I don't think that we're the run first team. In 2022, no matter what way you look at it, who was in the backfield, who wasn't, the reality of the situation was you were a running football team because of the quarterback. And you were able to use the quarterback in the running game to get more out of it, whether it was with you know, zone reads or just the fact that you had to, right? You had to absolutely run the football or else you weren't going to be productive. He wasn't a prolific passer. And the same was the case last year. But we weren't that great of a running team last year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that is because teams know how to figure out what we were doing. I don't think it has to do with something. You can't tell me that it has to do with running back, but when I see running backs getting hit in the backfield, that to
well,
me seems
I,
a scheme
I think
issue.
Schematically, and this is, I never in a million years thought I would say this, Arthur Smith was way more exotic in his run game calls than Zach Robinson has been. And I can't even believe that that is even possible because Arthur Smith was like 80% wide zone.
But
and I didn't think it was possible to be less exotic than that, and yet here we are.
I think Arthur Smith had the Paul Johnson effect, where he might have ran the same four or five play. It looked like the four or five plays, but I think he had little twists to them that might have thrown people off.
Yep.
And I think that is where the brilliance gets overlooked because you don't want to give credit because you're like, oh, it's the same play, but it's not.
You're talking about Arthur Smith, not Zach Robinson.
Arthur Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back, we are staying with the NFL. Derek Carr, a significant injury. Will he be back in time when the Falcons face the Saints in November? More headlines from the NFL. We go in the huddle next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rolling along here on the morning shift, we have NFL headlines to get to, but baseball postseason action is happening.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
Full effect. I'm coming up with all the lame cliches, and I'm really trying not to use them, but my brain's not working at maximum capacity.
It's just happening.
You know, I apologize to you out there if you had to listen to me say, it's in action. It's in full swing. I'm sorry. I'm going to punch myself in the face.
The corny ones are on deck, you know, because you got a little corniness in you.
No, I don't.
Look, Padres get it done last night. They take a 2-1 series lead, if I'm not mistaken, in that series. And they have a big six-run inning. I think it was five runs. However, I want to talk about the Phillies-Mets real quick because, Mike, I want you to, and Tiffany, and you might remember how this played out as well.
All right.
Last year in the NLDS between two NL East teams, the away team took the first game and went up one. The home team, who was division champion, who had won, I think, last year the team had won 100 games. This year the team won 90-plus. They came back in dramatic fashion at home to even the series before they went on the road.
Mm.
And then they go on the
road. This game will be a catalyst for the run that they're about to go on.
Yeah, the tide has turned. And they go on the road, and they absolutely get blasted by the home team now and the wild card team out of the NL East.
Mm.
Have you ever heard that story before?
I think I've heard that one before.
I haven't.
It's played over and over in my mind for, I don't know, about a year now.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's playing out again because the way the Phillies Braves last season through three games played out in the NLDS, literally played out verbatim last night or the last three games in this year's NLDS with the Mets taking game one in Philly. Philly coming back, and I think they tied the game in the ninth inning of game two, and Bryce Harper played a hero role in that game as they win it. They get to New York last night, or yesterday, the end of this game. Sean Manea pitched pretty well.
Yeah.
Aaron Nola gives up two bombs early, and then they pile on four in the about on the sixth inning, and the Mets end up winning 6-2. They're now taking a 2-1 lead in a best of five, so they could close it out tonight. It is literally exactly what happened last year. So I will never pull for the Mets ever.
Isn't it a good story for them? Because
I think it's a reminder for all the Philly fans and radio host John Kincaid who wanted to run their mouth last year. To look at what's happening now, because you talked a lot of trash And now you're in a similar situation. And I don't ever pull for the Mets, but I hope they pull it out.
Well, I was literally about to ask you that because I think you're a lifelong Braves fan. Is there a best case scenario for you in this series as far as the two teams facing off? Because I think the Mets are actually, you correct me if I'm wrong, when you talk about longevity, it seems like the Mets are a bigger rival, just haven't been recently, and the Phillies definitely are that team now.
No, I think they're equal rivals. They're going in different waves. You remember the Mets in the 90s when they had that late 90s when they were good, and that's why Chipper was dominant in Shea Stadium. That's why one of his kids is named Shea. I think it goes back and forth. The Mets were good for a stint. Now the Phillies have taken that mantle as the Braves' arch rival. Of course, the Mets really haven't gone away. So just for what they did to us the last 2 years, I'm pulling for the Mets to win the series.
Let's
that's
go
it.
In the huddle. Well, this news shaking up the NFL world. The Jets off to a 2-3 start, and owner Woody Johnson decided to fire head coach Robert Saleh, naming defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, who you might remember here, used to be with the Falcons under Dan Quinn. He is now the interim head coach. Here's Woody Johnson's reason for letting Saleh go.
This is one of the most talented teams that has ever been assembled by the New York Jets. I wanted to give this team the most opportunity to win this season. I feel that we had to go in a different direction, and that's why I did that today. This change, the change that we made today, that I made, I believe will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now.
Starting now is a little bit aggressive. I don't mind the move being made. Obviously, this is a team that needed a little bit of jolt. It seems like a lot of New York Jets teams have needed a little jolt. They've had good head coaches come and go. But I don't know that he's going to get anything different now. All the systems are already in place and everything else, and I don't think that that's just going to be something that suddenly turns over.
I don't know if it does either. And, of course, he did say, Bo, I know we were talking about this, that he did talk to Aaron Rodgers the night before.
But no influence.
Making this decision.
But no influence. No influence. I didn't even talk about this. And it has nothing to do with
the fact. I don't believe he had influence.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that Aaron Rodgers' personal offensive coordinator was demoted essentially away from his play calling. I did hear someone. Mike Bell said this yesterday. I kind of agree with him. Then, if you felt this way, then why didn't you just do it last offseason? Why didn't you just clean cut it, Robert Saleh, and tell whoever the new coach was, you have to have Nathaniel Hackett as the OC because that's what the quarterback wants. Why didn't you just do it that way?
I don't. But listen, here's the alternative storyline. If Woody Johnson had come to that podium going, I haven't talked to Aaron Rodgers, then that would be what we were talking about today. So a simple call to Aaron Rodgers last night saying, hey, in the morning, when Robert gets there, there's a good chance we might fire him. Yeah.
I disagree. I don't think it would have been as like, because everyone is thinking it on the outside that Aaron Rodgers has all this say-so within that organization. So I think had he just said, no, I didn't consult him, I made the decision on my own, I don't think that it would be grabbing the headlines like it is right now.
I agree with Tiff because you have all these awkward interactions where you find out now that the OC was demoted from play calling. And then
I don't know if I necessarily believe that either.
But hold on a second. He has the awkward hug with Robert Saleh, right? We're on the sideline. Aaron Rodgers decides that he's not coming to the mini camp, right? And that looks like dysfunction. So you had all these things that where Aaron Rodgers basically – no, I'm not even say basically. Publicly went against the head coach and did his own thing.
Conversation.
And then you give it up that you talk to Aaron Rodgers. I think Tiff's 100% on this one.
I think it would have been a storyline that if he wouldn't have called him. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers had any input on this. I mean,
it doesn't matter. It's a bad look. It's all about optics.
Why?
Because you're a trash organization that makes trash moves, and you're a trash owner, and you doubled down on it.
Well, I was going to make light on it.
As long as you win games.
I was going to make light on it and just say it's Tiffany's PR, firm. But or you can take Bo's approach, too. All right, let's move on to the Saints. Derek Hart is expected to miss multiple games with an oblique injury. So that means rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler is a strong candidate to start for the Saints in Carr's absence. They'll face the Buccaneers this Sunday before getting the Broncos next Thursday. Of course, they meet with the Falcons November 10th, I believe.
This was so Bowen, you and I talked about this when they faced off with the Saints. I looked at the depth chart and I thought, Man, Jameis leaves in free agency, and their backup is Jake Haener with Spencer Rattler waiting in the wings. I was like, man, that is an interesting dynamic because, remember, we just came off the fact that they signed Nathan Peterman to the roster because the backup with Michael Penix. And you're like, man, you would love a little, you know, a little bit of a veteran attitude in that quarterback room once you get past Kirk Cousins. And I was trying to defend Nathan Peterman. I'm like, look at the Saints, dude. They have Jake Haener in year two and Spencer Rattler, who is a rookie. That's going to be an interesting situation if Derek Carr gets hurt. And now Taysom Hill's hurt. And that's been a guy that's played quarterback in the past. So it's dicey right now.
Yeah, I hope Derek Carr comes back. I like Derek Carr. I hope November 17th he's back, healthy, ready to play. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I don't care if we play the Saints at their best. I just could care. I couldn't care less. I want to win every game, and I don't care who plays.
Up in Pittsburgh, well, Russell Wilson, there is some news there, which we'll have to see if they end up making a quarterback change or not, because Mike Tomlin, right, he never said that Russell Wilson has lost the job. He's never said that Justin Fields is always going to be, you know, QB number one. So, of course, Russell Wilson back out at practice.
You're losing games close, and you're not scoring enough points. Lewis Riddick went on a tirade on Twitter the other day and said, why are you calling for Justin Fields, blah, 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 and kind of went, you know, in for Justin. And I wanted to respond to him and say, you should be blaming Mike Tomlin, not anyone speculating, because you know why we're speculating? Because you never named Justin Fields the starter strictly for when he struggled. You could say, well, it was never the starter. We're just waiting for Russell to get healthy. And so don't blame us for speculating on the obvious. You don't score points. You lose games. You have a top 10 defense. And the quarterback is ahead of the offense. Don't blame us for speculation. Blame the head coach.
You think both these quarterbacks are on that roster at the end of the year?
I mean,
there is a need for quarterbacks and backup quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I'm just saying that.
Yes, I do, because I think they think that they can win with either one because of their defense, but one of them is going to prove to make it harder than the other.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mic'd Up?
It's wow.
Oh, no.
It's wow. It's Which One Wednesday. You already know the deal. It's coming up on the other side. It's Mic'd Up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Champ is here.
Oh, you already know it's Which One Wednesday. It's the morning shift. It's Mic'd Up. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's their home of the first place, Atlanta Falcons, all of the above. You guys know the deal. All right, I will simply ask these two people in front of me to make a decision. They will have a debate-style format. Dylan will step in to make the judgment at the end of the segment. Is everybody ready? Driver, start your engines.
I guess.
Are you ready
sure.
to go? All right. Like that sweater you got on today. It's got your name on it right across the Georgia State women's soccer sweater right there. Hey, shout out. Listen, I don't know that I fit in anything from 2003. So shout out to you for that. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off a little Panthers question. All right. Tiff spent some time over in Charlotte. Here's the question. The Panthers were blessed with a time traveling portal. All right. They only have one shot at this, though. They can bring back one pass player to play this weekend against the Atlanta Falcons. Are they going to bring back Luke Kuechly, or are they going to bring back Julius Peppers?
You said pass. What did you say? Pass rush?
Pass players.
Pass players. Some of the pass players. Okay.
Are they going to bring back Luke Kuechly to play this weekend, or are they going to bring back Julius Peppers to play this weekend? Oh. Bo, we will start with you. Julius Peppers comes back, or Luke Kuechly comes back to play against the Falcons this weekend. Oh. Which one are they doing?
Well, I think they're going to bring back Cam Newton because I think he could exploit this Falcons.
What?
Luke Kuechly.
Mark that one down, Dylan.
Luke Kuechly all the way, man. I think Luke Kuechly, as good as Julius Peppers was as a pass rusher, to me, Luke Kuechly is the best defensive player that the Panthers have ever had. He did everything. And I mean, this guy just changed the game the way he played it for opposing offenses. He was as dominant as a linebacker as you could get, and he fits this game in today's game perfectly well. Can cover, can pass rush, intercept. You know, he can create turnovers. And Luke Kuechly was a dominant Hall of Fame linebacker.
Mm. Tiff,
yes,
which one?
Yes, he will be in the Hall of Fame. I am taking Luke Kuechly as well. And whenever I had a Panthers game, I would also talk to opposing teams about him.
Mm.
Every player on the opposing team Kuechly was almost, if not the number one concern for an offense going into the game. He's what you would call a game wrecker. And just the cerebral aspect of it, he knew the game and knew what you were trying to do before you even knew what you were going to do. I mean, you had Tom Brady talking about this guy and how just intelligent he was as a middle linebacker for this Panthers team. So
there you go.
I'm going with Kuechly.
Julius Peppers, the Hall of Famer, but both these guys are going with Luke Kuechly, probably the future Hall of Famer. I respect that as well. Have you guys ever heard of this band? They're from Atlanta. They're called, it's just a duo. Their name is Outkast. You guys ever heard of them?
Outkast?
You ever heard of that?
What are you talking?
All right, here's the question. Let's talk about a little Outkast. Which song is better, this one or this one? Never meant to make you down to cry. Apologize. Which song is better from Outkast? Is it Hey Y'all or is it Sorry Miss Jackson? Hey Y'all or Sorry Miss Jackson? Tiff, we will start with you.
It's just Miss Jackson, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So we're going, if we're going with your first option here.
Okay. Hey Y'all.
Only I'm I want to say Sorry Miss Jackson because I don't sometimes I'm torn. But that takes me back to middle school, as old as I sound. But that one,
I think you're right. I was in middle school.
In middle school too when that song came out. Pretty sure.
How? We were in high school.
We were in high school?
Yeah, we were in high school.
Yeah,
we were driving.
Sure I was in like sixth or seventh grade.
We were driving.
Pull up the date.
We were driving. I'm pretty sure that came out in 2000. Pretty sure it came out in 2000.
So then what about Miss Jackson then? That was definitely
no,
older.
Miss Jackson came out in high school. Hey Ya came out in college for us.
Yeah, Miss Jackson, I'm pulling it out. Miss Jackson was released October
24th,
2000.
Why do I remember? Wait, 2000?
Yeah.
I wasn't Jackson quite in.
You were in high school in 2000.
I graduated 2003. Yeah, dang it. All right, I'm ruining this whole segment. Anyway.
Right. Yeah.
All right, fine.
Which one is it?
I swear. Okay, I don't know. I'm torn. I'm going Miss Jackson.
Okay. What do you think, Bo? Hey, y'all. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson, because to be real, Miss Jackson is actually an Outkast song. Hey, y'all is more of an Andre 3000 song.
Okay.
Because everyone knows that the last album they put out, which was Speaker Box and The Love Below, was essentially a split album. They were already on their way somewhat splitting up. They did the songs together.
Okay.
But essentially they were it's a double disc because one was more Big Boy's thing and the other was more Andre's thing.
All right.
Thank you.
How about this one? Let's go with this. What's a more fun place to hang out when the weather is good? When the weather is good the way it was yesterday, what's more fun? Where is more fun to hang out? Do you hang out Beltline/Dog Park or at the golf course? Beltline/Dog Park or at the golf course? Which place is better to hang out when the weather is really good on a crisp fall day? Not everybody at once. Let's start with Bo.
If I played golf, I'll start. If I played golf, I would be at the golf course.
Okay.
Riding around the cart, probably playing terrible. And having a couple of drinks.
We all play terrible, too.
There we go.
Even the good golfers play terrible.
I would actually, even not playing golf, I would go to a golf course.
Okay.
I like that. You know, they say a bad day at a golf course is a lot better day than most places. Tiff's right. Golf course. First off, you can pick and choose the people, your core people that you're around. When you're in a dog park, you're just stuck in there with people. You don't have to worry about stepping in somebody else's dog's crap. You have a cart girl coming up bringing you drinks. You get to hit golf balls far. You get to talk trash. You get to hear your own music, not someone else's. Right. You maybe smoke a cigar. You know, life is better on the golf course.
All right. You're just talking a lot and filling in with random things. All right. I'm going to go to another musical artist. There's one, Beyonce, I think is her name. Have you all ever heard of Beyonce? I don't know if you have or not. All right. Which one of these songs is better from Beyonce? Which one of these songs is better? This one? Or this one. I've got my hands up.
You're doing the dance. Okay. Yeah. I did not see this coming
That's right.
today.
That's right. That's right. I'm a man of
multiple
faces.
I'll go single ladies. I will say this. Like, sometimes there are songs that just are so catchy at the time. Then when you hear them later, you don't really want to hear them anymore. So, it's a classic.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know. I think because it gets like over.
Just gets. You're oversaturated. You're just swamped with it.
But like, dude, it's one of those moment, songs that gone. If it popped up while I was driving, I would skip it.
Right.
But if I was at a party, a wedding, everybody would be on the floor dancing to Single Ladies.
That's a phenomenal point. That is a actual phenomenal point. Squid, what do you think?
All the single ladies for two easy
reasons.
Did you
reasons. Try to just
a a?
Are you trying to talk
to like talk sing it?
A. If I could finish my answer, since Tiffany got to go uninterrupted. A. I don't have to hear Jay-Z in it at any point in time. And B. That's how I like to remember Beyonce, single and not with Jay-Z. Ugh.
All right. I am hearing in my ear that we're at a tie. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go one more.
I kind of bombed on my Outkast trying to figure out dates.
We talked about a time capsule. All right. Take yourself back to college. Take yourself back to college. Which was the better late night spot? Are you going to IHOP or are you going to Waffle House? Better late night spot when you were in college. You going to IHOP or Waffle House?
Is that even
house?
A question?
Tiff, off the top. Go ahead.
Is that even a real question? You're going to Waffle House.
You're that
house.
Confident?
Yes.
Wow.
IHOP is a day establishment. I go to IHOP during the day if I want to get. Used to love.
It's got
to
a
get
bigger
the,
menu.
Yes, I used to love to get the Belgian waffle.
Okay.
I have done both. I will say I have done both late night. But if you want some entertainment, if you want to wonder who's going to walk into the establishment, cause a scene, if you want a dinner and a show,
all right,
you are going to Waffle House by far.
Somebody might try
night.
To fight you in there, but
you know,
yeah,
it's a roll of the dice, but
what
you're
you
guaranteed
think?
To see something that you wouldn't see during the day at IHOP.
Yeah, anymore. You don't see Kid Rock at IHOP. Give me the that's Kid Rock is famous for a lot of Waffle House appearances.
Yeah,
I thought it was kind of easy. Give me the double Texas bacon patty melt plate. Hold the onions, get my hash browns covered, extra crispy.
That's a solid order, actually. All right, Dylon, what are we thinking, man?
The champ is champ no longer.
Oh!
What?
Billy Morgan.
Oh, it's the upset of the century.
Has been dethroned.
Tiffany
is the winner.
It's Vandy Bama.
Can I ask one question? Can I ask one question?
I won?
Well, no, I was the one asking questions.
No. Can I ask one question to the judge? How was that Waffle House answer?
You only gave
tiebreaker?
An order. You didn't give a
reason. Yeah,
I think that's pretty because I know
talking about the scenery and people watching was.
Well,
was
I
good.
Said you get to see stars there. I know
I'll
the stars.
I'll admit that pushed me over the edge. So
I'm gonna tell you something. You should have been. You should have lost automatically for your Outkast debacle.
Well done, Tiff. Well done.
Well, it was a debacle, but I recovered. I recovered.
I'm not sure where
I was
you
trying
did.
To figure out dates. Then what? There was what Outkast?
I'm just not sure what Outkast fan doesn't know the chronological order of the albums.
I have distinct memories of dancing to whatever song it was.
In middle school, apparently. You danced to Hey Ya in middle school. You're 40.
I
it's
didn't.
Unbelievable.
I did. You know what? We're supposed to go to break now. Anyway, we'll be back. Wake up call is next. 404-726-0929. Call us. We'll be right back in the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.